Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
And a very good afternoon to you once again, if you've just tuned in. My name is Lukhom Gwedi-Phuthi, and I'm absolutely excited. For the second hour, actually, I must say, absolutely love to spend every second with you. Now, in this hour, as we begin, we usually talk more on finances on Wednesdays, but today is a special kind. It's a special kind, and I think you should really, really count yourselves blessed that we, find the subject of finances, actually, or credit important. We always complain about how we wish, you know, we had been taught more about these principles in our childhood, somewhere, somehow we missed it. But the great news that I have for you this afternoon is that we can no longer complain about it, because Radio Pulpit brings it at your doorstep. And the great news this afternoon is that on air, I am joined right now by the spokesperson, Marinay van Brakel, who's the deputy CEO at RCS. You've probably seen those cards, RCS. I'm sure it's not new to you. So good afternoon, Marinay, and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good afternoon, Luku, and thank you so much for having me.
It's really great to have you, I must say, Marinay. And today we're talking about the ABCs of managing your credit wisely. I must say, very, very important one. And sometimes when we hear credit, we're like, yo, debt. We're always thinking, do you want to get me into debt? But the truth is, in the times we live in, where we will probably need credit for things such as like a vehicle or a property, I think we've got to have that conversation on credit. So I loved it when I saw the ABCs of managing your credit wisely. So thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you. I'm very excited to dive into this topic with you.
Yeah. Maybe let's start here, Marinay. What does the current state of credit in South Africa tell us right now?
Unfortunately, Luka, the National Credit Regulator data shows that a significant portion of South Africa's credit active population is facing real financial challenges. Mm. Over 36% of consumers have impaired records, and that's extremely high. Those 36% includes people who are 3 months or more of missing payments on their credit facilities, have adverse listings on the credit bureau, or even court judgments against them. This is a very clear indication that there's a significant need for better financial literacy and access to tools that can empower our consumers to manage their credit health more effectively. At the end, it's about helping people make better financial choices to ensure a more secure future, and also for the economy of South Africa.
Yeah, that's so true. So why is understanding your credit score so important? Because we see that a lot. We see it on our bank apps. We see it on emails. And you're like, what's this credit score thing all about?
So your credit score is more than just a number, first of all. It's really a snapshot of your financial behavior and your trustworthiness when it comes to managing your financial health. Mm. It affects whether you can get a loan or credit card, what interest rate you'll be offered, and even what kind of financial products you have access to. Mm. A good score can open doors to better opportunities, while a poor score can unfortunately limit them. So when people understand what affects their credit score, they're in such a stronger position to take control and use credit to their advantage. Mm. Knowledge is power.
Yeah, I love that one. Knowledge is power, because if you don't know, you're going to keep watching those numbers and they won't do much for you, actually. And so tell me, Marinay, why is understanding, okay, we've spoken about that one, how can someone check their credit score and how often should they do it? I'm asking this because also, you know, there's all these stories about checking credit score or acquiring credit and that drops your score. There's a lot around that.
Yes, so I'm going to try and break it down and make it a little bit easier. I think the first very good news is checking your credit score these days is easier than ever. And I would really encourage everyone to do it regularly. but okay. at least once a year. If you're actively managing current debt or planning a major financial step in your life, it's important to check your score more regularly than once a year. And really a friendly invitation to all the listeners to visit our website at www.rcsgroup.co.za for a free credit report. On our website, RCS has a credit gateway platform where listeners can type in their ID number, and it's within 5 minutes you'll obtain a free credit report and a score. And the best part is that checking your score this way won't negatively impact your credit in any way. Mm. And it's for your eyes only.
Yeah, it's for your eyes only. You remember those letters back in primary? For your eyes. Sure, everybody knows that, knows the importance of privacy, you know? So it's for your eyes only. Here's another one. What are the key factors that can actually influence one's credit score?
So look, there are four main factors. The first and the most important one with the biggest impact is your payment history. Whether you consistently make those credit repayments on time. So as example, your credit card or loan payment due, crucial that you make that on time. And then there's the credit utilization. So how much of your available credit facilities are you using? If you maxed out on every credit card, it's not a good indication of your financial health. Mm-hmm. And then third is the length of your credit history. The longer and the more responsible your credit history, the better. And a practical tip to build a credit history, if you don't have any credit products, start small. Start small by applying for credit products like an RCS or other store card. And finally, recent credit applications. You've mentioned it. It's applying for a lot of credit in a short time can raise red flags of being under financial pressure. So that typically influences it negatively. And ultimately, all these four elements together give a holistic view of your financial habits and also your financial health.
Mm. Now, let's say, Marine, you've made all these mistakes that there are to make and you are now, you know, in the red zone. It's not looking very good. What practical steps can one take to actually improve it or to rehabilitate their credit?
So the first step is the one that we've already discussed. It starts with awareness and knowing where you stand. So ensure you know your credit score and check it regularly, especially if you're in trouble. A lot of times there's errors on your credit report, so make sure you dispute them. Those inaccuracies can actually impact your score more than you might think. Mm. From there, crucial to make consistent repayments on time. And there's a lot going on in life, so setting up debit orders or reminders can really help with ensuring that you don't miss that payment. Also, try to reduce your outstanding debt and avoid opening multiple new accounts, that you're really in control of your debt. Mm. And last but definitely not least, I believe budgeting and planning your spending plays a massive, huge role of being financially responsible.
Just a quick one also in that rehabilitation line, Marine. Let's say, for instance, you are in the red, you have not been making those payments consistently. And a person, let's say, because I've seen there's another group I'm not going to mention I'm part of, where a person just gets a lump sum and they go and clear that. Will that have an effect on your credit score, or do you need to show a behavioral pattern of paying back, or can you just literally just go and settle it and it has an effect on your score?
So ultimately, I think you're referring to debt consolidation of typically credit facilities. So that's if you have four facilities and you bring it back into one, or alternative is to go under debt review where it's administered by the law.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. Okay. Yes. Let's say, for instance, like somebody has been inconsistent in payment. And yes. then all of a sudden they get a bonus and they think, let me just go close these debts. How does it affect them, or what would you advise? Can they just pay all of that money back that they owe, or would it need to be done by form of installment to show their repayment behavior?
So the best is to pay back all the money. So if you have extra cash, just settle the debt. But it won't impact your score immediately. Okay. You need to then constantly show that good behavior. So if you have if you settle one line of debt, then there might be others open. So ensure then that you do settle that repayment on a monthly basis. So anything that's due, ensure that it's settled. But if you have extra cash, it's a great idea to actually settle the full debt, because then you'll be saving on interest, you'll be saving on service fees.
True. Perfect. So what free or accessible resources are available to help South Africans manage their credit better?
So there are some great tools out there. The partnership with Creditway I've mentioned, so to give customers that quick and free access, so Knowledge is Power, get that credit score, visit our website. And this kind of transparency is really empowering. Mm. But beyond that, there are also a lot of financial wellness programs, online learning resources, and even credit providers like RCS who offer educational content. The more informed you are, the more confident you are, and the more you can manage your credit very wisely.
I think I would not be doing justice to our family if I didn't go back to what you thought I was asking. Let's go to those debt, the debt reviews and the whatnot. How does one recover from that, Marinette? Because you find in this particular group I'm talking about that I'm part of on Facebook, where one will say, I was on debt review, you know, I've got my paid up later, I've got this. And I'm not talking just about being cleared on credit bureau, whatever the case may be, but also how does one then recover again and they have good credit score?
So ultimately, it's important once you go in a debt review process is to ensure that you do rehabilitate. So it's important that you stick to your promise of paying the amount. Ultimately, debt review is a process of consolidating all your debt and assisting you to make an affordable installment for you to pay every month. And once you've rehabilitated, then it's important to then start slowly. So start budgeting is very important. Save money. Ensure that you slowly then build up your credit score again. So it will take time because you've gone through through a phase of being in debt review where you were under financial difficulty. So it's start slow. So start with doing one thing, the dot approach, where get your budget in place, ensure that you're very clear on what's your earnings, what's your expenses, where can you cut, and then slowly build up your credit history again.
Wow.
But I think the first well done to anyone is if you've fully completed the debt review process and are out of it. That's a great.
It's a huge well done. And listen, I've seen for some it takes like a lot of years, but like you're saying, it's a huge well done that you committed and saw through the entire process.
Exactly.
Oh man. Marinette, thank you so much. Any parting words you'd love to leave us with?
I think it's just go and inform yourself. So really get the knowledge to know where you stand from a credit perspective and regularly check in to ensure that you understand your own credit and how you can not only contribute to your own financial stability, but also to the wider South African economy by doing the proactive steps to manage your credit responsibly.
You know what I love about this conversation, Marinette, is the fact that there is recovery. And I think more than just scaring people being scared would say, hey, I've got a messed up credit score. I'm not sure how I'm doing. What Marinette is saying this afternoon is there's definitely a bounce back. And if you haven't gone through that dark route, make sure that your credit stays as healthy as possible. Thank you so much, Marinette. God bless.
Thank you, Luku.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.